Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I have to admit, Harry had the line of the day.
Harry had the line of the day?
Absolutely.
Harry, our engineer, our chief engineer, had the line of the day.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank God you weren't hunting.
All right, that one does qualify.
Because he looked at Mark Mahoney, he says, how close was he? He goes, really close.
Well, it's not that close. How the heck would I know? I didn't even see you standing there. So, yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know how you hit the ball that far left so soon.
And the beauty part was it was actually coming right back around until it hit the tree.
What are you talking about?
You don't know. You didn't even see it. All you heard was the ball. No, it was fine. I started out left. I was bringing it around right, and then it just clips the tree, right, that is just to the left of the green as it's starting to come around. Otherwise, I would have been pin high.
Are the rides open at Fantasyland that I don't know about? That ball's so far left.
You were watching another golf tournament.
All right. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio in the Mark Lawrence power chair today. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 at 15, Hummel's Wharf. By the way, I was just talking to Cody Jade in the newsroom. Reagan Street is now open.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Yeah, because that was closed for a lot of the day.
Yes, but Reagan Street is open in Sunbury. Also, the Hilscher's General Store hotline open at 1-800-795-9565, powered by Hilscher's General Store, 7 miles south of Sealands Grove on routes 11 to 15. Go to www.hilscherstore.com. We'll have an open line between now and the bottom of the hour. Then I'm going to talk with Rob Dibble after the news at 4:35. The Mariners today beat the Pirates 2-1 in Pittsburgh today in that great rivalry that Major League Baseball is built between the M's and the Bucks.
Yeah, it's a huge cross-country rivalry.
Penn State's going to play Pitt in basketball, and it's going to be a part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Who would have ever thought someday that Penn State and Pitt would be involved in a Big Ten ACC Challenge, and that's how the two teams would get to court.
And then a thing, it is a Big Ten ACC thing now.
And that game's Peterson scheduled to go on the road this year anyway. I had talked about the possibility of Penn State playing Maryland in the ACC Challenge.
Right.
Just to really jumpstart the Big Ten part of it. And I thought, you know what? The ACC's not going to have any part of that. They're not going to do it, you know. But Maryland's going to play Ohio State instead, which that's a good matchup. But Penn State will be Tuesday, December 3rd at the Pete. Penn State will play Pitt in basketball for the first time since December 2003. So that is part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge, Penn State and Pitt. Today, the caravan, Coach's Caravan, was in New York City. Tonight, it is in Scranton. When I am done here, I will go to Scranton.
No, wait a minute. You're saying that they were doing, I know they did two yesterday, but they're doing New York City and all in the same day.
Yes.
That is grueling. I mean, that is a long, long day.
Last year when they did Scranton, they started in Hartford.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is the last, I think there's one more night of it. I think they go to Dubois tomorrow in Pittsburgh, and then that's it.
How many of these stops have they made?
This will be
30
when they're no, it's 12.
Feels like no. 12 days or 12 stops?
12 stops.
It seemed like more than that.
Well, last year it was 18, and Bill wanted to cut back. And I don't blame him. If I'm him, I would want to cut back too. Bill and I did an event in March for for the National Football Foundation. In fact, Joe Susan was there. And he had told me, he says, Steve, he says, I was sitting here thinking to myself, I have 40 events. He said, today's number 20. I mean, he's been driving all over the place. A lot of places a lot of people don't know about. The caravan's well-publicized and people know about it. But there have been other events along the way that, you know, that people don't know about that he's been doing. You know, the same, I mean, and now I do 11 or 12 a year when it's all said and done. I'll do 11 or 12 a year. So.
Are these separate Steve Jones caravans?
No, but I mean, well, they're separate events. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'll speak at Camp Hill. I'll speak at Delaware Valley. Oh, I go to Williamsport every year. You know, I'll always go to Williamsport. You know, I know why I'll always go to Williamsport? Because when I was not the football announcer, the Williamsport Club invited me up there every single year. So no matter what, I will always go to that club. When I was not doing football and I was the basketball announcer, or, quote, just the basketball announcer, they always invited me. It was not a prerequisite to, you know. So I will always go to the Williamsport Club. But I'll do Williamsport, Camp Hill. I might do Delaware Valley. Probably Altoona. And then we'll see others along the way. I've already actually done a couple already along the way. But I usually do 10, 11, or 12 every year.
By the way, I got a couple of posts at Steve Jones' Facebook page, the Steve Jones Show Facebook page. Jason says, it's pretty neat watching the show today. I see Kevin the Assassin is ashamed to show his face for the live show.
Well, Jason, you got that right, brother.
I'm actually in a different room.
No, and if he were to show his face, he'd have to show you a profile. That way it would match up on the wanted poster.
No, they show both pictures on the wanted posters.
Yeah, we're trying to get your best side.
I see. And another one from Buhner. Buhner wants to know if you need a caddy.
Well, first of all, Buhner is somebody who is well-versed in the law.
Whoa. Yeah, all right, go ahead and finish your thought. Go ahead.
Buhner is well-versed in the law.
Uh-huh.
So I'm wondering if I would have had any recourse if I was hospitalized.
No.
I would like Buhner's opinion on that. Thank you very much.
See, here's the thing, though. About hole number five, I believe I suggested a club to you, and you said something to the effect of not needing a caddy.
Right.
So, I mean, Buhner's offer now is unneeded.
Au contraire, mon frère. Okay?
Yeah.
This is Buhner.
Well, now,
Buhner is always invited to be around when I'm around.
I mean, let's be quite honest. I'm the one that could use the caddy more than you.
That was a good shot. Did you see that?
I did. For those of you watching on the webcam, Steve just made a three from way downtown. God.
Very nice. See, a little follow.
There was a little fadeaway to it as well.
You want it blocked.
Well, I get you.
Yeah.
And by the way, you can go to WKOK.com or SteveJonesShow.com and click on the link.
So are we going to put one of these in the Sunbury Motor Studio?
That is a possibility, yes.
Really?
Yes. It's for your fan base all around the world. All three of them.
I'm sure they'll both enjoy it.
Speaking of fans, it was nice talking with the America's Hose Company guys.
Yeah, they're a great group. I like them a lot. Great group. I had some pictures taken with them and had a good time, a few laughs with them. And again, we can all come back together on June 5th. And now here's a second opportunity, and hopefully Wednesday, June 5th works in for some of you out there to get a chance to help out this time. 47 teams, which is a great year, participated. Now they have two spots left for the morning flight.
Yeah, morning flight, there's plenty of room. Afternoon flight is tougher. Of course, that's a lot easier for some people to be able to play golf is in the afternoon, but with a little bit more heads up, a month heads notice, maybe you could get out in the morning instead.
Well, it was great to see Bonnie Wasmer and her crew today. Great group. And the Purdy's. It was great to see the Purdy's.
And they have a prize that they'll be that they'll have in the auction again.
I like that.
One of them was a kayak fishing trip plus all the supplies that went with it. Penn State autographed basketball from both the men's and women's coaches. And a package there, a limo package, I believe, to the Kent State game.
Yes, on the 21st of September.
I noticed you put a bid on that.
No. I think I'm all set.
Do you have your own limo for that?
I think I'm all set. I think I'm set tickets. I think I'm set with sorts of things.
Excuse me, is the car here yet? I need to get to the elevator.
Give us a call, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Yes, we're up on Ustream today, which is great, because I'm here in the studio today.
See you. Just wanted to tell you that.
That's great to see you as well.
You didn't say that this morning at 7 o'clock.
No, I didn't say that. The ball was by my ear, I can tell you that. I mean, that really was a low moment, even for you.
It was not my best.
It wasn't my best.
But I will say one thing. You did a beautiful job in an absolutely stunning display of driving during the teeming rain at 8 a.m. coming down the hill from the tee to one as the cart slowly loses the back end coming out of turn two.
Yeah, we were in trouble.
I was impressed.
We were in trouble, and I took it. I veered it down the hill to the right.
I'm looking for my bailout point.
Nope. Didn't even come close to bailing.
I mean, for someone who has not seen a ton of auto racing or follow it as closely as I do, I was greatly impressed with the handling abilities that you had in that kart.
And it was a driving storm at that point.
It was
driving at that point.
And on the way back, as you're going uphill on a paved surface, you were still able to drive through the teeming rain and what appeared to be the Susquehanna River running through the country club without any issues.
That's called incentive, babe. I was not going to be hanging out any longer. He looks at me.
I knew this was coming.
There's thunder all over the place. I said, that's it. We're done. We're getting out of here. He says, oh, no, there's a horn that will tell us. I said, no, we're done. We're getting out of here. I start going. He says, we're going to leave? I said, yes, we're leaving.
Well, this was a few before or a few minutes after I had said, I don't know, it's been doing a lot of thundering around us. This may actually be going by us.
Yeah, he says it looks like it's doing an end run. And I was like, end run.
And I believe Steve's next comment was a few moments after that was turning to Mark Mahoney and Drew Kelly and going, the station meteorologist says that this is going around us as it's pouring on top of us.
It was remarkable. It reminded me of the moment in the movie Dave.
Okay.
Now, Kevin Kline plays the part of the president.
Right. The role of the president.
The president, as well as the role that looks like the president.
Sure.
Well, the president has a stroke. There's no need in this family program to explain how the stroke occurred.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, at one point, the chief of staff looks at the Jay Carney type, the press secretary,
right,
and says, we'll go to the press and we'll tell them he suffered a mild stroke. And he goes, a mild stroke? Both sides of his brain are gone. He's a mild stroke? This was today. I think it's going to do an end run. An end run? Really? Pouring down thunder, all in bolts everywhere, but it's doing an end run.
But I do like it. 8 o'clock when we had the first downpour, just as we teed off one, you came out with, I don't think the heavy stuff is coming down for quite some time yet.
And it, but when it came, an end run. I think it's doing an end run. We'll do an end run and come back with more after this on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sunbury Motors is having their 65th annual new Ford truck sale.
65 years of saving.
Choose from over 160 new trucks with savings up to $11,000. The number one selling truck in the world for 36 consecutive years is the Ford F-150. And Sunbury Motors has them on sale as low as $20,954. SMC has a huge selection of hard-working Super Duty trucks, including Super Cabs, Crew Cabs, Diesels, and Duallys. Sunbury Motors has over 40 of the totally redesigned 2013 Ford Escape, starting from just $20,975. The hot-selling 2013 Ford Explorer is slashed $3,300, with 4x4s priced as low as $29,930. It's Central PA's largest truck sale of the year. Hurry into Sunbury Motors in the Reform Street Auto Plaza during this unprecedented 65th annual May New Truck Sale. Sunbury Motors, proudly serving the Susquehanna Valley for almost a century. Hurry before someone gets your truck.
May have rained again, but you know what the plus out of all this is? We get to go out one more time and do this on June 5th. And I'm really looking forward to coming back and really looking forward to being a part of the tournament and helping out the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. I know Sunbury Motors is a major sponsor and supporter of it. And we're a major sponsor and supporter of it, part of it, and it helps out when they're doing whatever we can. So they asked me today. So come.
Yeah, I think Tom and the guys from Sunbury Motors are supposed to play in the afternoon flight.
Yes, they are.
Because I happened to run across those guys too yesterday,
yes.
Earlier today.
Yeah,
well, the nice thing is it actually gave me a 7-hole warm-up on the season. Because I had not played, nor have you played yet this year.
No, I had not played since, I think, the last week of July or something like that.
I did hit 75 balls last night after the show.
Okay.
And it felt like I hit 75 balls when I got up this morning and went out to hit the first one.
Yeah, the first four holes, I did nothing.
Listen, it was a steady rain at that point.
The last three holes, I actually was starting to play. So
I hit many of those one-handed.
It just took me a little bit to just kind of get loose. I hadn't, you know, it's the first tee I went back. I thought, oh, my goodness, my shoulder can't go back that far. No, I'm not joking. I mean,
no, I know. I remember because I remember you saying that, too, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, I can't. You know, I've had who cares? But I went back. Well, finally, by the time it got to, like, the fourth hole, fifth hole, everything, I loosened up enough, and all of a sudden I could hit. Well, now I hit, right? Which was fine. But it just, like, I'm like, it's cold, it's raining. I'm like going, come on, work.
Well, I remember you saying.
I was trying to coax it. Come on, work.
It's somewhere with all, I'm starting to finally loosen up again. And then you turned to me and said, when is it you actually start loosening up and hitting the ball well? I said, usually around 18.
Yeah, and then at that point, you whiz the ball by my ear in an attempt to get even.
Now, see, now it's turning sinister. Now, it was an innocent issue that now it's turned into a sinister thing. Now, I have hit some strange things on the golf course and put the ball in some very unusual situations. I did play along with someone who once hit a golf ball and actually went over top of someone who was swimming in a swimming pool. That was not me, but thankfully nobody was hurt. Which is really what made it amusing. When the person got out of the swimming pool, came out and said, did you guys hit a golf ball this way? No. Have no idea what happened there.
Yeah, I'm playing Ventana Canyon in Tucson. And hit the ball into the green. The guy I was playing with, who shall rename nameless, but one of the best friends I've had in my lifetime, who's a really good player. And usually when we play one-on-one against each other, he'll beat me. He's very, very good. But it turned out he hit a flyer and hit the cart path and bounced way up in the air and into a pool. Right? Because they're... And we then realized through others that it was... The pool belonged to Lute Olson. whoops.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely a whoops.
And then that was the same time where we went out and Dave and I were playing with a third. It's a different time we're playing Ventana King because we played in this tournament four times. Okay? And we were playing the second hole, which runs along the road. I hit my ball in the fairway. Dave hit his ball maybe 10 yards beyond me, but we're about as close as you can ask for. And the other guy hit his ball into the junk. Now, you're talking Tucson, Arizona. You know what the junk means. I mean, junk means cacti everywhere.
I was going to say, is that like desert and cactus?
Cacti everywhere. So Dave and I walk down to our balls, and we're standing, say, chit-chat. It's like, well, Charlie hadn't hit yet. So we look back, and like, Charlie's back there. He's got his pants down. We're like, what are you doing? He says, I went to line up the shot. I backed into a cactus. I said, hey, yo, dude.
Oh, boy.
We're friends. We're not that close. Good luck to you.
That's a little too up close and personal.
That was. Rob Dibble, by the way, coming up final half hour of the show today. Tomorrow, Lee Gordon will join us to talk about counseling and tutoring athletes on how to handle media, social media, and branding as they make a transition from college to the NFL. And he has handled many. Three of the top seven draft picks are his. Mingo from Cleveland, Jordan, another one. Last year he had Andrew Luck. And, you know, these guys are good from 180 Communications. He'll join us. And then on Friday, we'll also have John Schneider from the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. So we have a lot coming up. Rob Dibble is next. We had a fun day today. We're looking forward to being back June 5th. But more importantly, for those who did not have a chance to participate because of schedule today, we want to see you with us on June 5th to help out the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. In the Valley, the greatest resource we have are kids. The Y does a great job of taking care of that great resource.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Steve joining us in the Sunbury Motors Studio East today. And as Steve mentioned a few moments ago, if you missed it on Friday, he had a chance to talk with Rob Dibble, who has been with many different sports entities, including here on WKOK for a few years as well. Talked a little bit about the early part of the baseball season.
From Compass Media Sports. For years, been an analyst with ESPN, with Fox, now with the Angels along the way as well. Rob Dibble. Rob, I grew up in Connecticut, so I listened to your father for years on WDRC and WTIC. Walt Dibble, one of the finest radio newscasters I've heard. And on that note, I just want to say welcome. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I want to get into, first of all, you talk about, obviously, a variety of things on your particular show, but obviously people are going to remember you for talking about baseball. So I want to get your take so far on what you have seen through 1 month of the season, and do you draw any trends from an opening month?
No. If you know, we get another 25 games into the season, then, you know, if I'm a general manager, I start tweaking my team, worrying about, okay, if we're 10 games out of first place, why? Say like the Philadelphia Phillies right now, they're starting to have a little infighting, a little bickering, but they're only 5.5 games out. And there's no reason for guys to panic 27 games into the season. So, you know, you need to settle down that and look at how deep your bench is. The problem is, Steve, is that you've got 12 pitchers or 11 pitchers on almost every major league staff, which it shortens your bench, a lot of extra guys there. And later in games, those last nine outs, which are critical, there's just not that many great arms left in bullpens anymore. And so the game's changed to the point where starters are getting 18, 21 outs. Relievers are getting worn out by mid-July. And so it's really, if you don't have a good minor league system or you don't have the wherewithal to go out and trade for big names once you get to the crunch time in the season, this early in the year, I'm not worried about that. Right now, I'm worried about trying to get my team healthy. Let's say the game I'm going to call tonight, the Angels and the Orioles. Angels are missing their ace starter in Jared Weaver and their best reliever in Ryan Madsen, who you saw for many years with the Phillies.
Right.
And so you look at those pieces, who's going to fill those spots for now? And that's why you see some teams struggling. The more, like, say, the Yankees get banged up, it's not showing right now. They're playing and they're exceeding, I think, expectations. But eventually, you know, those weaknesses in their lineup are going to be exposed.
You mentioned teams getting 18 or pitchers getting 18 to 21 outs and then turning it over to the bullpen. How big a difference as the season goes along that it's 18 and not 21?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. And, you know, you're even seeing it, you know, the Washington Nationals. The last couple of years, their formula, not just with Strasburg, with Gio Gonzalez and some of their other pitchers, you know, that wears down their bullpen. And last year, you know, you take Strasburg out of the equation, then you look at, you know, Clippard at the end and Storen at the end. They were dog-tired by September and into October. And really, if you don't go out there and make enough moves to cover the lack of the starting pitching and the fact that a lot of guys in blowout games don't need to pitch, you know, and they addressed that with Soriano this year, but you still got the same formula, and it's all around baseball, you know, and the teams that really do well, like the Giants, they go that extra inning, they get to 22, 24 outs more often than not, and the only reason I like the quality start stats, it just shows you how many times they've cut short guys' starts and said, okay, we're going to get the last 9 outs in the bullpen. So I'm going to go to like the fifth or the fourth best guy and take my really good starting pitcher out of the game. To me, it's one of the more ridiculous formulas in baseball, is turning it over to a guy that you're not paying. You know, you're paying starting pitchers $20 million
right,
to go 18, 21 outs, and then you're going to, you know, bring in a guy who's making $500,000. You wouldn't do that in football. You wouldn't take out your starting quarterback and put in your third-string quarterback or someone that's not comparable to finish games, but we do it in baseball all the time, and that's where you see the lack of success.
When you pitched, and I know obviously you came out of the pen, but do you recall the most pitches you threw in a game?
Well, I was a starter my first 2 years in the minor leagues.
Right,
so,
and then you transitioned over.
I would throw 140, 150 in 7-8 innings, and that was normal back in the 80s and into the 90s.
Right.
And guys, I give you, for instance, I played against Fernando Valenzuela, and we used to chart his pitches, and he'd go complete games and throw 180 pitches. You know, so now throw in the, let's just say you threw 5 warm-ups in between innings, you threw your 50 warm-ups before the game, you're talking about 250 pitches every 5 days. And it didn't seem to bother anybody. And Leo Mazzoni did a great job that 14-year run where the Braves won their division because the pitchers threw every day. Let's say like Greg Maddux. Greg Maddux, not only was he economical, but the next day after his start, he's long tossing, he's getting the blood flowing through his arm, he's keeping his arm healthy and ready to throw his side day in 2 days, and then be ready 2 days after that. And it's just the constant throwing, which they don't do anymore. They're so protective. And I've coached high school baseball now in L.A. for the last 3 years, and, you know, the kids don't play catch anymore every day. They protect their arms. They shut it down all the time when they feel any kind of soreness. You know, we used to throw through that kind of soreness because that's normal. There's a difference between pain and injury, and I think everybody's so nervous because of so much money being poured into these athletes that they have no more endurance anymore. Back to the days of like the Bob Gibsons and Don Drysdales and guys that used to stay out there because, you know why? Because they didn't want to turn it over to the bullpen. They wanted to win the game.
Right, and in my summer, you know, of course, in the fall I have Penn State football and broadcast Penn State basketball, yep. So broadcast the two of those. But in the summer, I'll do minor league baseball here. Now, it's the New York Penn League, and maybe if a guy hasn't pitched in a little bit because, for example, their college season ended at the end of May, and now here it is the middle of June, okay, I understand that. But too often I've seen 60 pitches shut it down, 50 pitches shut it down, and I don't quite get that.
Yeah, and what it's hard for me to figure out is the pitching coach's job is to look at the fatigue and when you're struggling with your mechanics. It's not so much your pitches. It's how you throw them. Are you repeating your delivery correctly? You know, there's a kid out here, he's probably going to be one of the top 15 picks I coached for a couple of years, named Phil Bickford.
Yep.
He did exactly what I did in high school, which is throw 95 to 98% fastball. Some two-seam, some four-seam. I didn't have a really good breaking ball until I was 22 years old, and my velocity increased. His velocity has increased from the time he was 15 to 17, throwing mostly fastballs, to around 88 to 97 now.
Wow.
And, you know, that's just because grown bigger and stronger, and he really hasn't hurt his arm and broken down his arm by throwing breaking balls and trying to turn over change-ups and things like that. And as a pitching coach, I used to just watch him, and when his mechanics started to fail, that's when you pull him out. And that means he needs to do some more running. He might need to do a little bit extra throwing in the pen. That's what the coaching staff's job is, to recognize when a guy is failing. We can break it down to football and Tim Tebow. You know, Tim Tebow's mechanics as a quarterback, if I were to say he was a pitcher, are horrible because they're inconsistent. And he flies open in the front, and so his arm's always trailing, and that's why he's inconsistent throwing completions. I think his career average is like 47%.
Yes.
If you were a pitcher in baseball and I threw 50% strikes, I would have never made it to the major league. So it just shows you have to be consistent with something, whether you're a hitter or a pitcher in baseball.
And that gets down to the Strasburg issue. And that, of course, you know, we know he shut him down last year and so forth. This year, you talk about repeating your delivery. When you watch him this year, he is falling off to first base, and I don't recall him ever falling off to first base before this year.
No, and, you know, Steve McCaddy's an excellent pitching coach, but I think you've gotten to the point where you're allowing Strasburg to work too much, especially with the off-speed stuff and curveball. He throws 98 miles an hour.
Yeah.
He should be able to, with his, and his command is impeccable, just, you know, dot the outside, dot the inside of the plate, and stop throwing so many changeups and curveballs. And they talk about pitching to contact, but pitching to contact is, I'm going to hit the outside portion of the plate with 95. He's going to hit a ground ball to the shortstop. That's visualization.
Right.
And like you said, if you repeat your delivery, and if you look at Greg Maddux, he was so smooth and comfortable that every pitch came out of the same arm slot. And I think one of the things is as time goes on, and now you have technology, and, I mean, you can watch his last start on my iPad, on your iPhone, and you can really, really pick up, okay, where is he dropping down on his changeup? Where's his fastball coming from? And hitters are smart enough to pick that up. And little nuances like that, if he's not repeating his delivery, you know, consistently on his off-speed stuff as much as his fastball, that's the difference. The hitters are laying off of those changeups and curveballs that are dropping out of the strike zone. Let's take a guy who's got really good mechanics this year, repeating his delivery, is Yu Darvish.
Yes.
With Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You can't pick up the ball from one pitch to another because it comes from the same arm location every time he delivers it. He's got very smooth mechanics. You know, a lot of the Asian pitchers have that little hitch. Guys, it's not the hitch that bothers them. It's that they hide the ball very well. And I think for Steven Strasburg moving forward, it's just, dude, throw 75-80% fastball. Let your defense help you. You know, don't work so hard. Greg Maddux, he'll be known for his career when he goes into the Hall of Fame. He averaged 77 pitches for every 9 innings he was out on the field. That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's not only economical, it's you know, you're getting your team off the field. They can play defense better behind you. You know, you're getting your offense out there more, and you're making the other team work harder. So there's a lot more to it than just going out there and trying to strike out 10 guys every outing and get 18, 21 outs. There's a whole game within a game going on when you're out there on the mound.
Yeah, two parts. When you mentioned Leo Mazzoni, it's amazing how Maddux, Glavine, and Smoltz never had arm trouble. I don't recall them missing starts. And then number two, you talk about pitching to contact. You as a pitcher are trying to, yes, pitch to contact so that the contact is where you want it to be.
Right, exactly. And having a Hall of Fame shortstop, I always had amazing infielders, Mariano Duncan, Ron Oster,
right.
Jeff Branson. You know, I had Hal Morris over at first, even Nick Kosaski. Guys that would just, you know, it was very simple. Chris Sabo, he was a All-American goalie at Michigan. You know, when he was at third base, he was fearless. He would just knock the ball down. So my mistakes were always gobbled up. Eric Davis in center field. So in my mind, I knew, okay, if I get a guy on first, my next pitch is going to be either a slider away or a fastball away. So if that guy's trying to hit my fastball and pull it, he's going to either hit it to the second baseman or the shortstop. We have a possible double play ball. So I was always thinking like that instead of, you know, the strikeouts are going to come. Guys are going to make a lot of mistakes. When you fall behind in the count, that's when you want to just throw pitches that are in the zone. So the guys, because they'll get themselves out. The one thing growing up in Connecticut, I was always a good hitter. I was a good outfielder, shortstop. I wanted to hit. hitters want to hit.
Yeah.
And so knowing that as a pitcher, that's an advantage to you. You got to use that against them.
Exactly. Now, the next part, you mentioned guys that old time, Gibson, Drysdale, Tiant, didn't matter. They wanted the ball. They wanted to eat up innings. They wanted to throw complete games. Roy Halladay has had that mentality. This now has been last year for the, he went in the DL for the first time. This year he's been up and down. What have you seen in Halladay?
Well, his innings, if you see like a five-year trend and pattern, a lot of it is he's done the same thing that Chris Carpenter did with the Cardinals, where you kind of hit a zone, a dead zone, so to speak, of, you know what, maybe his breaking balls aren't as sharp as they once were. Mm-hmm. He's lost 2-3 mile an hour in his fastball. And so that's kind of a mental edge to the hitters. They're saying, now this is the time we're going to get a little payback on Roy, and every mistake seems to be getting hit really hard right now. But it's he amassed so many innings, threw so many pitches, pitched deep into the year. So his recovery time, all those good postseason performances that he had, and all those years with the Phillies that he was going deep into October, that's a couple extra weeks that he wasn't able to have his arm recovering. And then you're right back out there. I'll tell you what, the WBC, the getting guys earlier and earlier into spring training, I think that's caught up to him. You know, whereas you see other guys that, because part of Roy Halladay's game has always been he's had amazing off-speed stuff.
Right.
Amazing changeups, amazing sinkers, amazing curveballs and sliders and cutters. Eventually, your body's going to say, you know what, we've come to the point where we don't have the same life that we once did. You know, time catches up to you. There's no way you can run from that. And so it's a question now. Even guys like Roger Clemens and Nolan Ryan, they reinvented themselves. You know, Roger came up with a forkball,
right,
with an amazing changeup, and also a setup pitch. Guys are expecting 95, and they get like a floating 82, 85-mile-an-hour forkball. They don't know what to do with it. So usually they just let it go. Now you're ahead in the count. Now they don't know what's coming next, and that helps. So I think right now the hitters have the advantage on Roy, but I think he'll figure it out. I think it was Dave Righetti told me once. He's basically like, listen, out of 35 starts, 10 are going to be great, 10 are going to be awful, and then essentially 15 are going to be, you're going to go out there with maybe one pitch, and that's when you're a pitcher. That's when you have to go out there and figure it out that it might not be my fastball tonight that I have. Got to put that on the shelf. Going to go out there with just a changeup and curveball, but it's still your job, and I don't have to tell him this because he's so amazing and it's been so successful, is that those are the games where I've got to get to 21 outs, I've got to get to 24 outs, and figure it out, get through the lineup two and a half times, and give my team a chance. And that's where I think the Hall of Fame, when you look at a Jack Morris or Burt Blyleven, didn't give them the proper respect they deserve.
Right.
They pitched along according to the games. You know, that's why Jack Morris was such a phenomenal big game pitcher. He may not have had his A game in that start, but he went out there and he figured out how to get 24, 27 outs. He figured out, we're winning 5-4. I gotta maintain that lead and give our team a chance. And so, when people are voting on their overall statistics, they don't realize that a lot of those games, they didn't have their A game stuff, but they still found a way to get a victory for their team.
I know one of the things in, one of the part-time things I'll do here is I'll teach a broadcasting class here at Penn State. And when I talk to the students, I've always told them, look, be yourself. When you're on the air, just be yourself. Over time, you've always been, as a talk show host or an analyst, you've been opinionated. How important it is, regardless of what others have said, that you've been yourself in terms of delivering those opinions and how you felt.
It goes back to my dad. I mean, my dad, like yourself, was a teacher at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. I used to ask him as a player, am I embarrassing the family? And he used to always say, no, there's too many vanilla, dry people out there. He said, you're a character. People are entertained by you. And, always, like you said, be yourself, be honest. You don't want to shortchange yourself. When you start trying to, do things according to the other people's agenda, eventually you wind up being a phony. And I think people are way too smart. I think I've been doing radio now 14 years.
Right.
And people sniff that out. They don't want to hear people that are phony, and they don't want to tell you how it is. I believe in the method, the same as I'm coaching baseball. I do it on the air. It's keep it simple, stupid. You know, the KISS method. It's right. Less is more sometimes. Dan Patrick was a great mentor for me for 5.5 years. Where if I'm interviewing somebody, it's a question of, listen, if he's a dry interview, it's my job to pull out the best out of that person.
Right.
I can't say that, oh, that guy was a terrible interview. No, or that girl was a terrible interview. It was my fault that I didn't pull the best out of them. You know, you have to ask more of yourself. And so for me, when I'm on the air, the one thing that my dad always taught me was my job is to get you from point A to point B, or if you're listening at work or whatever, I'm supposed to be entertaining. You know, and I think if I'm not honest with the listener, I'm not entertaining them, and essentially I'm not doing my job.
Well, you're doing extremely well, and we thank you so much for the time that you gave us today. Appreciate it very much, Rob.
Hey, anytime, give me a call. You got my number.
All right. Rob Dibble with us, former Major League pitcher for many years with the Cincinnati Reds. Of course, we've had him on, you know, his show was on WKOK for many years. Now he's working as an analyst. He's also part-time baseball coach on top of that. So it was great to have Rob on, and we'll have Rob on again as the summer goes along because he does deliver opinions. And hopefully, Kevin, after 1 month, you are not completely panicked with the Phillies after listening to Rob talk.
Not completely panicked, but on the way to panic, we'll put it that way, especially with the news today about Halliday having to have some scoping done and possibly, although I think this is almost a guarantee, out for the rest of the season. They say possibly he'll be back, but I think that is being optimistic. We'll wrap things up coming up here on the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
You know what? It certainly is an eye-opener.
Mifflin Bird Auto Sales. Expect more and get it.
We're talking the selection of new inventory at Mifflinburg Auto Sales. Over 100 cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. Wherever you live, it's worth the drive to Route 45 in Mifflinburg. You won't be disappointed by the new quality pre-owned vehicles at Mifflinburg Auto Sales. For ease of shopping, go online at MifflinburgAutoSales.com. Then come to the dealership and experience the difference. No gimmicks, no games, just quality vehicles, all clearly marked so there's no guessing game. For four generations, Mifflinburg Auto Sales has been selling clean, fully serviced vehicles that come with a no-hassle warranty. Stop by and see for yourself. On three corners at the intersections of Route 45 and 104.
Mifflinburg Auto Sales. Expect more.
Expect more and get it.
And get it.
Stay cool in the summer. Stay warm in the winter. And feel at home with the friendly and professional services of Comfort Specialists. We understand that when you're comfortable, life is good.
Homeowners across America are searching for better ways to get more out of their energy dollars. Many have found that a geothermal heat pump is the answer. Climate Master geothermal systems tap the constant temperature of the earth to provide heating, cooling, and hot water. Your home stays comfortable year-round while trimming your energy use by up to 80%. And now, with federal tax credits, you can save an additional 30% on the total installation. Climate Master systems are a cleaner choice for the environment, too. To learn more about how Climate Master geothermal technology can help cut your energy bills, call the professionals at Comfort Specialists today.
When you're comfortable, life is good. For reliable, year-round service 24 hours a day, call Comfort Specialists at 888-524-4822 or visit yourcomfortspecialist.com. Attorney General, Pennsylvania, contractor registration number PA002058.
At Manor at Penn Village in Sealands Grove, you can enjoy your golden years in comfort and style. They're now accepting applications for residency. These are for those age 55 or older, come with all appliances, and include many more amenities. For example, there's an emergency call bell for assistance in your apartment. You can enjoy activities like monthly bingo, birthday parties, transportation to shopping centers, spend some quiet time reading in their library, or enjoy the company in their social room. The choice is yours. To find out more about filling out your application, call Manor at Penn Village in Sealands Grove at 570-374-8181.
Your four-legged friend is an important part of the family. Don't they deserve the best health care too? Then choose Animal Care Hospital in Lewisburg, featuring advanced technology, including laser therapy, ultrasound, and digital x-ray. Everything to keep your pet healthy. Open Saturdays and evenings for your convenience. Trusted, compassionate, expert veterinary care for over 25 years on Hospital Drive in Lewisburg, near Kelly Elementary School, and at myanimalcarehospital.com. We love what we do.
Oh, we had planned to be at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club today for the Steve Jones Show. Unfortunately, the weather did not allow us to do that, playing in the morning round until about hole number 7. But the good news is we'll do the Purdy tournament all over again on Wednesday, June the 5th. So if you weren't able to make it this time around, we hope you'll be able to join us next month. Well, actually, a little less than a month, June the 5th. Still plenty of spots open in the morning. Only a couple of spots available in the afternoon. A great turnout of 47 teams already. So that's why you're only seeing a couple of openings in the morning. A couple of openings in the afternoon, but still some openings available in the morning. And then, of course, we'll have the Steve Jones Show 3 to 5 live from there on Wednesday the 5th at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. Quick look at baseball. Cincinnati loses to Atlanta. Atlanta wins 7-2 this afternoon. Seattle over Pittsburgh 2-1. Phillies and Giants tied at 1, top of the 5th. Miami, San Diego tied scoreless, actually, in the bottom of the 5th. And it is St. Louis 5, Chicago 4, bottom of the 8th. Steve Jones Show coming back tomorrow here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.